It all started with a fossil.
We had this polar bear jawbone from the Svalbard archipelago in the North Atlantic.
Charlotte Lindquist is a professor at SUNY Buffalo. She, along with 13 other academic institutions, used the bone to map the prehistoric polar bear's genome and found the species to be about 4 million years old. That's 7 times older than previously thought.
That gave us some idea of the maternal line of history of the polar bear and its relationship to brown bears.
Polar bears and brown bears intermingled until a few hundred thousand years ago. That gave polar bears a greater genetic diversity that helped the species survive previous periods of climate change, Lindquist says.
During these warming periods, then the polar bear population probably contracted into these smaller pockets of where there was suitable environment for the polar bear to survive. And then as the climate cooled again, then they expanded from these small populations into a larger area.
But polar bears' previous ability to overcome warm temperatures does not guarantee the species the ability to deal with current trends.
Certainly, it seems like that the changes in the environment, the change in climate today, happens at a much faster pace probably than it has happened before.
In fact, polar bears and their habitats have been in decline for thousands of years. With few remaining, the gene pool is small, which also threatens the species' ability to handle threats like higher temperatures.
It looks like from our study that the polar bear population in general have gone through a very drastic decline, and we know today that polar bears hold very little genetic diversity.
The full study is the most extensive analysis to date of polar bear DNA. It was published Monday in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. For WBFO and AM 970, I'm Daniel Robison.